Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to This Might Be The News. My name's Rory, and I'm joined this week by my friend James.
Hello.
And my friend Henny.
Hello.
And every week this podcast tries to look back on the week's biggest stories, reflect, and help you, the listener, understand what the hell happened. But for the next couple of weeks, I feel that the news is going to be dominated by Trump. And I don't want this just to become like this might be the end, where we just talk about
Trump cast.
The end of American.
He's got enough platforms to get his message out. He doesn't need another one.
And it's a bit boring. And we like to go light on the research. So there's going to be very very little new information that we're getting every week. So you're just going to hear us repeating the same things that we've heard or seen via internet memes. So. I think midweek I texted you, James, saying like, "Have you got any non-Trump ideas?" And you messaged me saying something, "What about that cryogenically freezing thing story?" And I had heard about Simon Cowell wanting to be cryogenically frozen, and I was like, "Oh yeah, that sounds fine. Won't look into any more details. We'll just wing it on the day because that'll be really funny." And then it turns out that it's actually a bit more of a
Yeah, it's not a happy, dark story.
But anyway, everyone's talking about cryogenically freezing things.
And let's, so we don't have any other ideas.
No,
so
I didn't have a plan B.
It's late in the day. We're just going to have to run with it.
Okay. Run with this and see what happens.
Let's go to the facts.
Facts.
So, the facts. James, what's been going on this week?
So, the case I read was about a 14-year-old girl who very tragically passed away, but she has decided her last will and testament was that she wants to come back in 200 years, she has said.
Specified.
I don't know what she thinks is going to happen at that point in the future that she's itching to come back for.
Okay.
I mean, I would just say, you know, as soon as they're able to do it, why wait?
And you wake up and everyone's gone, they've just left you a note saying we all live on Mars now.
Yeah.
Well, that's so that you're going to wake up in a world where you don't know anyone.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on. Everything's changed.
Humans will have evolved. We probably might have like more nipples or like eyes.
And then she'll I'm 200 years old, but I'm 14.
And I've only got two nipples. Everyone else has six.
I feel so left out.
So that was her first request, was that she wanted to wake up in 200 years' time. What else?
Well, her dad was very anti this, but she hadn't spoken to her dad since 2008. So I don't know why he's now piping in with ideas that.
Also, the parents are divorced, so yes. the mum was like, "It's your life, it's your body." Whilst again, I think it's important to state at this point that it's still a very big unknown. They haven't been able to do it yet.
Well, you say that they've done it on worms. And they've done it on dogs and monkeys.
I'm just saying, worms. Worms you can cut in half and they live again.
Well, they've done it on a rabbit kidney.
Not the full rabbit?
Not the full rabbit, just his kidney.
Didn't work on the full rabbit, worked on his kidney.
But it successfully was transplanted to an animal.
So have they brought a dog back to life, did you say?
A dog and a monkey.
But were they the same? Or was it like, you know, Pet Sematary, where they're really insidious and they're not nice?
Well, I'm unsure.
It doesn't
specify in my research. Okay. No.
Is this even a real thing? Cryogenically freezing. What does it involve?
I thought it was a film.
Is it like mad science or something?
No. So you basically you go. It does look like one of those like kind of like future, like, you know, when you see people in space movies, they're in like pods where they're going into stasis for like 6 months. So you're in like a tube, and I think basically they use liquid nitrogen,
right?
And they keep your body at like, I don't know, like minus 150 degrees or something.
Minus 196.
Okay, I'm happy with that. I was reasonably close.
Fact number one. what was this about antifreeze as well? Is antifreeze involved?
Well, yeah, so they replace your blood with antifreeze.
Is that not the same thing you use for car windows to defrost?
That's why I would ever use an
this
antifreeze.
This sounds mental. This sounds like if you said to a child, how would you keep, have a go at keeping your human alive? Oh, well, I'm going to replace the blood of that human with the first liquid I
get. But apparently you can't do it quickly. You can't just die and then be put in a freezer. It's like when you cook a meringue, you have to just turn it off and leave it in the oven.
Okay.
So it cools down at the same time as the oven. You have to slowly cool down the body, and then I think the antifreeze comes in.
I mean, this is insanity. Like you say, Rory, they've clearly gone, well, okay, they're frozen, so antifreeze will unfreeze them.
And do you... I thought you had to be alive to be cryogenically frozen.
Well, didn't Walt Disney... I think he was... Wasn't he, like, the pioneer of it? He was the first one, I think, who was like, do you know what? I'm not done.
No. Is that where frozen comes from, then, do you think?
Not sure that
that's where the idea of it came from.
Well, can't we try and bring back Walt Disney, or has he got his own 200?
I don't know if we want him back. I think he was a bit of a racist.
But I think he'll fit right in 2016. Fairly soon after they've died. You can't just go, oh, I know, let's dig up Walt and hope for the best that he'll come back to life. You've got to die and then it instantly has to happen, otherwise your brain's died.
That makes sense.
So you're saying they screwed it up with Walt?
We don't know.
It's too late for Walt.
I don't know that we know that. I mean, as much as we haven't researched the main story, we've done nothing on the Walt Disney case. This is entirely speculative.
So, back to my question of, do you have to be alive or can you be dead?
She was dead. So I think I assume it has to be pretty quickly after death, because after then, your brain...
No, I think, didn't it get passed when she was still alive? She died and then...
She went straight to US.
Minutes, seconds later, maybe.
I think if they've got to get her to America, they've got to get her in the tube or whatever.
No,
you're looking at least a 12-hour turnaround.
Yeah.
Maybe, let's assume there's maybe a 48-hour window. And again, this is not based on anything but my own kind of sense of what I think it should be.
Yeah.
I think you can do it when you're dead. And the hope is... And also, because the thing is as well, she's got this really rare form of cancer. Mm. So even if they were like, we figured out how to unfreeze you, you're still coming back. With this, so they need to cure that as well.
But that's the whole point. She's coming back in 200 years under the hope that by that time they would have found a cure for cancer.
And figured out how to unfreeze people.
Well, yeah, because they can't do that yet either.
And she put in a little note saying, don't bother if you haven't worked out how to cure this.
Like, leave me under for another 100.
Just keep, 200-ish, but...
But this handover has got to be very well detailed, hasn't it? No one that's actually doing this freezing is going to be alive when she wakes up. So... They're going to have to write down some serious
stuff. I'd say they need
stuff.
a full booklet, like a manual.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine getting the job, can't you?
It's laminated.
Laminated and bound.
You think you've got a normal doctor job. You start your day at the hospital in 2216.
Yeah.
And they go, no, you've got...
So here's the paperwork.
Is this wadge of...
Well, they won't even know what paper is by then.
What do you think we'll have replaced it with?
Well, iPads, I guess. Bigger iPads.
No, I think we'll all just like have things in our eyes that, and we'll just read and we'll
be
just
like
look up and read.
Like Minority Report, where we just...
I don't know that I like that. I think there'll always be a market for a hard copy.
Well, I don't think you're going to be around to...
Well,
worry about
I don't
it.
Know. If there's cryogenic freezing...
Well, okay, yeah, you could be next on the list.
Because apparently you only need 37... I say only, it's still a fair bit of money, but if you can save £37,000, that's what it takes to just put you on ice indefinitely.
So is this why Simon Cowell's...
Very topical news story I found. That was from 2009.
So current.
And you thought that had been like around this week.
I try and avoid the news so that this podcast really reflects the everyman.
The up to date, yeah.
And so I think, I don't know, somebody must have mentioned it to me and I thought it was news. But Simon Cowell and Britney both want to be cryogenically frozen.
That worries me. Like, if the future people go, okay, let's wake up some of the people who they decided to freeze. They are not the best of us.
Who would you want to be cryogenically frozen to?
David Attenborough.
Attenborough.
Hands down, Attenborough.
Ian McKellen would be another good one, I think. I think he's, he could act in any era.
We're just going to freeze a load of old men, and they're going to think, oh, what was 2016 all about? There's just all these old codgers open up in a box, and they all die as soon as they...
Their
lungs won't be able to handle the new environment that exists.
We could freeze Bieber, and then just let them deal with him. Just sort of like a prank, we got this guy
that
for you. And then they open and they're like, God, he's annoying.
Let's freeze Bieber and send him to the moon immediately, or Mars or something.
Okay, that could work.
Who else? Who would be a good... On the female side, we're only talking about old men and young boys.
Well, I was
going to
say Mary Berry, but she's also quite old.
Let's try someone under 50.
We're just trying to set up a care home in space.
They're not in space, they're still on Earth.
No, Rory sent them to the moon.
Oh,
he's decided
the
they've gone to space.
In my head, we live on Mars at this point in a colony.
Yeah. Okay, who do we want?
Is there anyone you like that's famous? And
I feel like it should be people, and it's a shame because we obviously won't know any of them, but it should be like scientists and like people who are making groundbreaking discoveries.
Yeah.
Although, actually, maybe we need them now. Maybe we should.
I think
save
we need
the,
to hold on to them.
Yeah, we'll save the dregs. For
we,
the...
we just need to send some okay people okay. into the future.
So, not amazing.
We don't want them to think bad of us like, God, that was a really shit yeah, time. Although, it was a really.
Who's I mean... the female presenter who presents the one show?
Alex. The Welsh one.
Yeah. Her.
Alex Jones.
I think she's on the right lines.
Or
yeah.
have I gone for Jones just because it's very Welsh?
It's going to be Jones or Williams. Yeah. I think it's a yeah. safe bet.
I think it is Jones.
Okay, she can go.
Yeah.
Oh, she's... Really? What? Oh, I'm not sure about her.
What about the guy that does the Naked Choir? Gareth.
Oh, Gareth Malone.
Yeah, yeah. Let's send him.
A good no, one. We want to keep him. Why are we sending all the good ones?
He's not fundamental to like us staying alive as a civilization now.
No.
But he's also quite a nice guy.
Yeah.
I think we found the level of person we're looking for, like kind of a C-list, maybe D-list celeb.
Yeah, but that doesn't reflect badly, so you couldn't send any of the Towie lot.
Oh, God, no Honey G, no Towie lot, no
Joey Essex.
I've got the perfect one.
Who?
Oh my God, I can't remember his name. I think I might need to Google him. He's the one, he did that program about drugs and like space, and he's like really... Do you know who I mean?
I'm thinking
Professor
either...
Professor Green, I'm thinking.
No.
Is it sort of BBC Three level...
That kind is of it... person. I've got to remember his name. It's going to annoy me so much.
Well, this will make for a really good listening experience. Sorry.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
So I read that Simon Cowell... This is bad from that story.
So back in 2009.
News just in. Simon Cowell is willing to be beheaded to be cryogenically frozen.
Now, well, apparently they can reattach heads.
But why would
so
you risk
why is
it?
He, why does he need to do that? Like, is anyone saying, sorry, we're only going to do this if we behead you? Has he just volunteered that?
Maybe it's just
that?
Someone else's idea of, like, oh yeah, get
this,
him in,
this feels
behead
like a trap.
Him, and then we can't actually do anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, get him to sign the contract.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we're allowed to cut off his head.
Louis can do the beheading. I'm sure he'd love that.
Louis would love that. He'd love that, the chance to be head judge.
Yeah.
He'd make himself head judge, even though he's the least qualified.
Definitely.
Do you think he'd go classic guillotine or like an axe? How would...
I'd go sword, I think, if I was to behead
sword?
Someone.
Sword?
Yeah.
I'd like a champagne...
Oh, yeah, like popping the cork on a champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd slice
I think his first name's Brian something.
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox, that's exactly what I'm thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, get rid of him, yeah.
But he'd love that. Like, he would be happy as Larry in the future.
Yeah.
Unless they'd like outlaw drugs, in which case he'd be absolutely livid.
All right, yeah. Can we send Dermot O'Leary or do we need him on
No,
Earth?
We need him. They tried to have other presenters on X Factor, it didn't work.
It was a disaster.
He's got to stay.
It's true, we can send Caroline Flack instead.
Her and Ollie Murs,
Ollie
I think,
Murs
can go.
Right,
at least then they'll have each other.
Okay, this could be the new reality TV phenomenon. It's already sounded like quite a feasible celebrity lineup. You've got Ollie Murs, Caroline Flack, Gareth Malone, Brian Cox.
I think ITVB will be interested.
I think Attenborough... Berry and who else did we say?
Well, so we've got like an oldies contingent.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll be keen to go.
No,
they'll live out my years here. Thank
they'll
you
only
so
want
much.
To do it if it's on the Beeb.
Yeah, you'll get Hollywood. Paul Hollywood can go if it's.
Oh, he'll go. He'll go where the money is.
Yeah,
mercenary.
Yeah, it's quite the colony. What could we call it?
Frozen.
Frozen alive.
Oh no.
It depends what angle we... Like if we're going for like the reality TV route, right?
Yeah.
Like...
So the pitch is, it's 2216 and a load of celebrities have...
I was going to say Back to the Future, that is not okay.
What about like made in the 21st century?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit like Made in Chelsea and obviously they were all made in the 21st century.
Yeah.
I like it. Working title.
I think that people of the future will be like, oh, that's...
So we're really just... We're creating a show that people in 200 years are going to enjoy.
Assuming TV still exists as a medium.
It's true. But we'll at least get to see the process because it'll be like a Big Brother eviction night. We'll all go watch them.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a second. We might need to be frozen as well because, you know, this is our baby.
That
we've got to carry it through.
This. I'm not sure I want... Yeah, I'm not...
I just come with the idea and someone else can... Channel 4 can pick it up.
Imagine the three of us waking up to... It's time.
Whoa.
Oh God, it's the first thing would be like, you two are still here, are you?
Why did I scoot you? Jesus.
Okay. I'm trying to make sense. Yeah, well we've made something of this.
So really we've made light work of a 14-year-old that's just died, which is not really...
Well, now that you've said that and you've reminded everyone,
sorry.
I think people have forgotten about that.
Right.
It's quite sobering.
But well hang on a second, but again, there could be... I think the reason that story, whilst it's obviously very tragic that she died, first of all, she was granted her wish. So you know, it was a landmark case. She got to decide what she wanted to do with her own body. And also, the end is unwritten. We don't know what will happen. It is, whilst unlikely, it's perfectly possible that she might be brought back and they might cure her cancer. So, for me, this one is sort of, you know, open-ended, and it could go happy.
And we'll never know who's right.
Well, unless we're all frozen.
And I'm not willing to do that. Okay. I want a quiet life.
I think maybe the judge should be frozen, though, that made the ruling.
Well, I see how you like it.
Yeah.
Was the judge controversial?
He's a very odd character. So he actually made legal history earlier this year when he handed down a ruling which incorporated an emoji to explain a point of evidence. So I'm not sure he should be making these decisions.
He's just like, he loves being like the wacky judge making the weird decisions.
I think, yeah.
Maybe he doesn't sound like he should be a judge.
Do we have, for the record, what emoji it was? Was it?
That's as monkey much information face. As I can give. Well, yeah.
It would be monkey hiding.
Or maybe
face.
The aubergine.
Or the poo or the ice cream. No one knows what it is.
It's
a
poo. It's definitely
a poo. Well, they've said it's an ice cream. They've said it's a chocolate ice cream.
That's rubbish.
They could have made it any colour other than that. Other than brown. Well, thank you both for... I wouldn't say this was the fact. I'd say this was amusing on some notes that we've stumbled.
Oh, there were some facts in there.
Okay.
I think, Henny, we said the temperature at which cryogenic freezing happens. So if nothing else, people now know that. And obviously that's helpful information.
And much like, sort of home brewing, if you are looking to make your own cryogenically freezing kit, all you need is some antifreeze, a few willing friends to help you put you in the freezer, and...
You need a deep freezer.
I think this needs to be a don't try it at home type scenario.
Do not do this at home. We will not be there to help. Thanks. Task Force. Being probably the biggest story of the week, other than Trump related stuff, is the Queen. Henny, are you a royal fan?
I love her.
You love her?
Totally love her, yeah.
Really?
What a babe.
And then, James, how about you?
Yeah, she's fine. I don't.
So what is the big scandal, Henny? What's going on at Buckingham Palace?
Well, they're spending a hell of a lot of money
to
try and rejuvenate the palace.
Oh, in 2016, austerity Britain?
This is over 10 years this is going to happen.
Right. It's coming out of our pocket, though, isn't it?
I think you're right, James. You are right. But do you want to know what they're spending money on?
Oh, go on then.
Better be essential.
10 miles of water pipes.
Okay.
20 miles of lead and cast iron works.
Yeah.
20 miles of skirting board.
Really?
Changing 33-year-old boilers.
Okay.
100 miles of electrical cable.
Is that 33-year-old?
33.
Oh, no, okay.
Year old.
Right.
And then 6,500 plug sockets.
Right, so...
That's what they're doing.
This isn't the most exciting of refurbs.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah.
It sounds very functional.
Yeah, and I mean, who goes, oh, that skirting board's not great, is it?
I just think Queens you can live with it, right?
Well, I would have thought there's a lot more things to
like the electrics and the water, fair enough. If that, you know, that's actually keeping the palace working. What are skirting boards, what are they adding?
Well, I went to the palace in the summer, had a little,
what?
You know.
What
there
do you
was
mean?
A, there was an exhibit going on I went and looked at.
Well, you went in?
Yeah, you can go into the palace.
Didn't know this.
And
how was it looking?
I never thought, I didn't look at the skirting boards once and think, good lord, why are they not being replaced?
Just like fag stains in the carpet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they need to work on.
Philip's been pissing himself in the armchair again.
And all the lights are working, so the electrical cables must have been all right.
Now, so are they going to pay for any of this? This sprucing?
I looked at this when I actually hadn't heard about it.
Because I can only imagine that bloody everyone's in uproar about this.
So there's something called, there's people called the Royal Trustees, and they're basically in charge of this, and they've recommended that the works be funded in part by something called the Sovereign Grant.
Okay.
Which I'd not heard of before.
Yeah, that's a word I'd heard. Just...
And it's basically 15% of the profits from the independent property business Crown Estates, which I assume manages the Royal Estates based on their name.
Yeah.
And that 25% of the profits for that should go to repairs. And that's how they're going to get some of it. But
okay, and maybe have a few, I don't know, like cake sales.
Yeah.
Get Mary Berry in.
I mean, there's a lot of people that float around the gate, so they might want a cake.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things where like the people that are like furious that we're giving whatever it is, 300 million a week to the EU... are totally fine with us giving 350 million to the Queen. Because they'd be like, no, British. British money for British people.
Yeah.
The Queen is British.
Well, I think they've missed a trick here. I think they need to phone Nick Knowles and the DIY SOS team.
Okay.
You know, they do... assume that you've watched it because it's so wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
They do the big build. So they go in and they fully redo someone's house. Like, they might have to widen doors, wheelchairs, all that kind of thing.
But on a shoestring.
Well, so, yeah, this is great.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You get local tradesmen giving up their time. So they're not actually being paid for. So we could twin this with a bit of an apprentice-style thing. So all the apprentices that want to go and be, you know, skirting board people come in and they learn the trade at the palace.
I think they've done this a little bit too late, because Jubilee time, how much goodwill was there towards the royals? If they'd have gone, oh, you know, while you all love us, could we all chip in a tenner and
we'll just
spruce up the palace? Now, you know, we've just had like a lot of, I think objectively it's been a bad year, and people are going, oh, another 350 million.
I just think no one say anything in 2016. People aren't happy about this year. Bring it out in January 2017. It's like, all right, okay, yeah, new year, fresh start, why not?
My task force was going to be, how do we do it under budget, maybe for about half the price. So you've got Nick Knowles coming.
Well, oh, how lovely, what a lovely scene, having Nick Knowles, hands over the Queen's eyes, taking her into the palace.
Does he do that every week?
Yeah. Takes, and then he goes,
I hope he washes his
hands. And now you can look, and then the Queen goes, oh my gosh, one is so pleased about this whole scenario.
She would speak like that. And because Harry and William have done a DIY SOS before, haven't they?
Have they?
They have. You'll have to watch.
I've not seen that one.
Yeah, this sounds right up your street.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to chip in. Right, so you've got them two.
Yeah.
Nick Knowles. Now, my main issue with this whole plan is that everything they're planning is so boring. So I kind of want someone. I want a visionary to come.
No, Llewellyn Bowen is not going
to. You want Lawrence in there. Come on.
I knew that name was going to come out.
You know he's the best man for the job.
No, he'll MDF it all.
No, he won't. He'll have razzmatazz.
He loves a feature wall.
Oh my god, can you imagine, he'll have like a mural
that he has painted himself.
Of Harry through the years.
Oh, Harry's getting
I've always been thinking of all the royals, he's done the kind of, he's had the most colourful life.
Yeah, but I think they're trying to forget that.
Well, no, but I think, you know, own it. You know, own your mistakes.
Okay.
I've got a concern.
Right.
The size of the... Do you know how big the palace is? I've got some...
I don't want to know, but yeah, go on then.
775 rooms, 78 bathrooms, 1,500 doors, 760 windows.
I've got it. I know what we're doing.
I think we should carve up some of the palace. They don't need that much room.
Yeah, to carve it up,
five of them.
You can have a crystal maze and a fun house in there.
Yes.
Both.
Get Noel back.
That's enough rooms.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say we could make it a school, but yours sounds much more exciting.
Yeah, I was thinking orphanage would be quite... And that's how we could get some goodwill towards it.
Okay, and then they could do a show at the end of the year of Oliver.
Yes. And Annie, yeah.
Where are the kids going to go when we've got the funhouse?
There's almost 800 rooms. I think we've got enough for all of
this. Enough rooms, yeah.
Okay.
That should not be the worry.
So, and a big garden to play in too.
Absolutely.
So we've got Nick Knowles project managing this. And how long does DIY SOS take? Is that like a weekend?
The big build does run over 7 days because there's a lot more for them to do.
I think we could for a month for this then. That seems reasonable.
I think a bit of competition's good here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to create two teams, like The Apprentices or something. I'm going to put Nick Knowles in charge of one.
Okay.
And Carol Smiley in charge of the other.
Can I be on Knowles' team?
Is she still like alive? I've just not heard.
She's been quite frustrated.
She
is. What I do if I was her, you know that music that they play at the end where everyone just gets everything done? I'd have that playing the whole time. You know, it's like the piano that's like diddle-diddle.
Yeah.
So she'd be running one side. I'd leave Titchmarsh and Tommy from Ground Force in the garden.
Nice.
Do you know what we can have in the mix? Exhibit. From
Pimp My Ride.
To bring some genuine razzmatazz.
Glamour, I think, yeah.
We heard you liked Diamante.
Well, she's got a lot of wheels, isn't she? So he can do all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Queen is going to appreciate, like, you know, she comes in and
I
she's
think
put,
she needs to not be picky.
He's put a subwoofer in the corgi basket.
She'll get what she's given the Queen. Yeah. She's not paying for a penny
of this. People, you know, they downsize when they're their age. They don't just renovate the ginormous house they're in.
I mean, I agree.
Okay.
I think we also, we've got, you know, you're worried about budget. Let's get a numbers man in. What about Nick, who now does Countdown, formerly The Apprentice? He could be in charge.
Nick.
He could be in charge of, you know, just look, let's be realistic. What have we got for materials? He'll run a tight ship.
Yeah,
you
and
know
he, but he just walks around silently with a clipboard.
Yeah, judging.
Checking,
them.
Judging, yeah.
Okay. So already this sounds like we're over budget just by the amount of celebrities that we've got.
Well, I think they're all going to do it pro bono.
Yeah, I was going to, yeah.
Okay.
All, I think of the people we've said, I feel like would be royalists.
Yeah. They're going to, they, yeah,
and
they
will really
it.
Up their status.
Apart from maybe Exhibit.
Or they do it and then they get a knighthood.
Oh, that is a
so
great
sell. There's an incentive.
Yeah, that's a good
so
incentive.
They're doing it for
scheme.
Free, but at the end of it, you can be Sir Nick Knowles. Dame Carol Smiley.
Lord Knowles of
Baron Exhibit.
Yeah.
That could work. He'll like that.
He'd like it, yeah.
He'll like, and then I guess how else do you get save money when you're doing a refurb?
You could go to charity shops. BHS Heart Foundation.
Scrapyards.
Is there a way of making it like, I don't know, like energy sustainable, so we don't need these boilers, maybe
that's
just
like, we could do green energy, get some solar panels in. They are quite expensive though.
But you save money in the long run.
They'd also, I think they'd have, if you look at the recycling that palace would get through, you know, think of the plastic bottles that you could take from there and, you know, recycle.
Yeah. I'm starting to think about, it must take a lot to heat this place up. Because you also know how warm old people like their house. Whenever you go around an old person's house, it's like sort of like stepping into a microwave.
And so. She loves a blanket as well in the car.
Does she?
Yeah. I always find it bizarre that she's got these snazzy cars but has to wear a blanket. Like, can't they just make the heating a bit
Why
nicer?
Don't they get loads
Give
of
her a better fleece?
Yeah.
You know the door, the sort of the draft, the sort of the long...
Yeah.
They look like snakes almost.
I've seen sausage dog ones that are quite good.
That's amazing. I should get them as corgis.
Yeah.
So corgi door draft stoppers.
Yeah.
That will stop the breezes going through the palace.
And where are we going to put her while we do this refurb? Because I imagine
she's
we're going
to... She's got Balmoral. She's going to stay there.
I think
okay.
She'll manage
Windsor.
Up there.
Okay, yeah.
She's barely in Buckingham Palace anyway. I don't know why we're spending all this money for somewhere she's never even been
Who at
out.
Any point thought that we needed... any building needed over 700 rooms?
It's madness. I think one thing we've got to be very clear on with her, though, and okay, go, look, you're getting Buckingham Palace... Balmoral and Windsor are not getting touched for a good 100 years. This is it. This is all
she'll
of your.
She'll say fine because she won't be around.
She'll be like, fine, put me in the cryogenical frozen machine.
I'll come back when you've sorted it out.
Charles, you can pick this one up. Basically, hospital pass to him. Good. Okay.
Okay, well, I'll leave you guys to make the calls. One of you call Smiley, one of you call Nick.
You've called Nick already. I'm stuck with Smiley, whether I like it or not. I think she's going to get on my nerves.
Nick's on speed dial for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. That was Task Force.
Quiz?
The quiz. Henny's debut on the quiz.
I'm ever so nervous.
You're familiar with the quiz format?
I am.
Ask some questions, you guys try and answer them by saying your name first. Whoever gets the most points wins. It's usually a bit of a scramble for anyone to get beyond 1 point. Because it is kind of a game of what is Rory thinking.
Yeah, I've made my feelings on this very clear every week and you're just not taking the feedback on board, so I don't know what to do.
No. I'll just take a moment to say, if you do enjoy this podcast, you can follow us on Facebook at This Might Be The News. Click, follow, like. And just another special shout out to our listener in Curacao. Am I saying it right? No, I'm not.
Again, why do you think I know? You look at me like I've researched how to say these words.
Because Sophie always knows how to say it. But anyway,
Sophie's not here.
There's this one listener in an island of the Caribbean who downloads every week that I'm kind of obsessed with. Like, please get in touch.
They need to come on.
Get in touch. We'll do one. Yeah, at least we'll have a FaceTime.
Yeah.
Send a photo so we can picture you.
What is it about this very, very sort of inward-looking, under-researched podcast that?
Unless it's actually someone here, but they're just, you know, when you like bounce off your IP address.
Maybe like it's got a really good Netflix and their VPNing. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, we digress. But yeah, like us on Facebook.
That's huge.
Question number one. Which musical did Vice President-elect Pence go to see this week?
James?
Yeah.
Was it really controversially, and like he maybe left because he got so angry? Did he go and see like the Book of Mormon because he thought it was a genuine
No, he did. He did have to walk out early.
Interesting.
Henny.
Yeah.
Chicago.
No.
Too raunchy for him.
Was it a classic one?
It's a very famous one. It's probably the most successful one in Broadway at the moment. It's Hamilton. The cast called him out from stage and read him a lecture on sort of
really
what it means to be American and American values, and he
wasn't
sort of,
a fan.
Oh no, he didn't like being called out. You know, everyone hates being heckled by a comedian. No one wants to be picked on. But
was he sitting front row?
I don't know, but when you walk in with like several members of the Secret Service with you, people are going to look. People are going to say, "Who's that?"
Yeah, it's a very ironic name because they're rarely secret. Like they're the most. Like,
the most obvious, like, attention grabbing.
Yeah, like, oh, who are those massive guys in sunglasses and earpieces? Probably just here for the musical.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, question number two. What has emerged as this year's must have Christmas toy?
Ooh. As an adult, toys have been low on my list.
Yeah.
Oh, right. James.
Yeah.
Is it VR headsets? Or are they not out yet?
They are out, but
I've seen loads of people with them.
I'm not going with that one. But I don't know what I am going with.
Have you heard of anything? I mean, it's the sort of thing that if you don't know it, you don't know it.
Right. So no guessing here.
It's a very specific thing.
Enlighten us, Rory.
It's called the Hatchimal. It's a creature that gives birth to itself.
What?
It's 2016. This is the year where everyone just makes bad decisions, and this is the perfect toy for 2016. It hatches itself from an egg. It's already going on eBay for 10 times its retail price.
When you say it hatches itself, like,
why don't they just go and get a duck?
Yeah,
get a Tamagotchi. A lot less effort.
I don't know. I imagine. I can't imagine what it looks like, to be honest. What? It's a bird that gives birth to itself.
What was the concept meeting for that toy? Do you know what kids like? Things giving birth to themselves?
Is it then a live thing that you have to look after?
Well, I don't know. I guess it starts working on its next birth. I think it just births itself again and again and again.
Oh no, I don't want that.
This is the world we live in now. Freeze me up.
Yeah, actually, I've changed my mind.
Question number three. What percent of people in the UK, of British adults, have been to a theme park on their own?
I think this is going to be so much higher than you think.
Okay, Henny, I'm going to guess. 43%.
43%? Do you know any British adult?
No, but there are a lot of weirdos.
Okay. I'm going to go 18%.
No, it was... It was 7%, which I still think is pretty high.
So I went a bit too far.
I will say that 45% of British adults have got drunk at home on their own.
I'm surprised by that. I thought it'd be 90%.
You think everyone's doing it?
We've all had a day where you're like...
They're just not admitting to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the real statistic there is 55% of people lied when given a survey about if they drink alone.
That's true. Okay, this isn't going well. This might be a clean sweep of a quiz. Other than their Christmas ad this week, what did Coca-Cola release? So there was the Christmas ad, but they also released something else.
Ooh.
James, was it like, I don't know, Coca-Cola Extra Zero, like even less sugar?
No.
A single.
What, like a song?
Should be Christmas number one.
No, it's the selfie bottle.
Pardon? So the writing's backwards?
Just kill me now.
When you take a picture,
it's a little camera
around.
Thing at the end. Oh no, it's a bottle that can hold your phone on it, so that you can.
Who's
drink.
Having that problem? Like, I want to drink my cola and take a selfie, but there's just not enough.
How do I do it? Oh, that's utterly ridiculous. I'm glad I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, I know. That's really unuseful information to be taking up space in your brain. Mm. Right. One of you can get this. This is all to play for. Question number five.
Make the questions easier.
Okay. Who has Honey G challenged to a dance-off this week?
Oh, Henny.
Yep.
Ed Balls.
Correct.
Yes!
That is amazing. I hadn't heard this, but...
Yes,
I think
I see. Balls has said, "Let's do it."
That is probably the
say
most.
When and where.
That is the icing on the cake for 2016.
Yeah, sums it up.
I think 2017 is going to be the year of Balls. I think he's gonna he's going to take the world by storm. I think he'll be PM by the end of the year. He'll have his own reality show. He'll be a celebrity chef. 2017, year of balls.
Honey G will be his deputy prime minister. And the Kardashians will be his ambassadors.
Oh my god.
Anyway, well, congratulations, Henny.
Thanks so much.
Well done, well played.
Winner's luck. Plays a hand again.
Do
you mean beginner's luck?
What did I say?
Winner's luck. Like, you've won, obviously.
Same, I guess.
Just get me in that freezer now. I can't handle this bullying. Thank you both for joining me on This Might Be The News. Thank you, the listener, for putting up with this for the last half hour. And see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.